approve. Here's just the front view, it's this villa on this side. And of course, I recommend the standard special use staff report. And those were emailed. Did you get that in the email?
What's that now? Did I get an email?
Yeah, I sent you the staff report that had all of the staff recommendations. I'm just making sure everybody's getting them because nobody responded back.
I didn't get anything. We might see if we have the right email address, maybe.
Yeah, I'd have to watch ours going to spam.
Oh, maybe, okay.
But there are items in this that you'll be required to meet, like Western Fire, posting, representative.
And we met with Western Taney County Fire District already.
Right, and I have that in the file.
Oh, okay.
So do you have anything you want to add?
No, I mean, he covered the basics. Do you have any questions?
Have you just assigned who your management company is going to be?
Yes, it will be Sunset Realty.
Okay.
They're pretty familiar with the area. I think they've do some other properties there.
Okay, do we have anyone in the audience that is going to, wants to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone opposed to this application? And Presley, you went out, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Has it thinned out there?
Yeah.
The hallway? Right. We're getting closer. Okay, well, I think we're all familiar with this development, and it is a nightly rental. The issue that has been raised recently is, are there too many out there, and does it affect the compatibility with amenities and all that other kind of stuff? But this one had already been approved once, or it currently is,
currently
right?
Is.
Or was. So it's not really an addition. It's just a move. Moving the special use from one owner to another owner. So, any comments on that, or based on the information we have, is somebody comfortable enough to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, could we ask if anybody has any comments on their worksheet that we need to address? Because I will fill it out and put it in the folder. If there's no comments, or if there are, I'll put them in their section.
And that's the 2.3, that's the six different items.
Hey, Scott,
did they get them as well?
Can you put that other picture up with the stars that showed the ones right next to
It's what's in the
mine?
Development code as far as what, and generally it goes to general compatibility with adjacent properties or other properties in the district.
If they're adjacent to us, if they're nightly rentals as well.
And the general safety, health, comfort, general welfare, community, and with the standards of the development and these regulations. Adequacy of yard and open space requirements, the six items that are there. Any issues seen or? The one next to it?
Is that the picture that you have over there?
Scott? They don't own the
property.
The wall
is the buffer in these that you guys approved.
I'm sorry, say that.
The wall was the buffer between the units because that's the only common property line.
But below that, they don't own the property.
No, that's the HOA property. Okay. It's not residential.
That's always been part of the discussion of, are these really designed for a nightly rental based on the wall? Any other discussion, comments? Somebody willing to make a motion? Either for or against the application? This one's before us.
Well, since it's already a nightly rental and we're just changing names, I make a motion that we approve it.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the application. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion before the vote? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Did you get that?
6-1. So again, we'll generate a decision of record that Marla will mail you a copy, and you can make arrangements to come in, and we can notarize it, and you can record it, or make arrangements with Marla to have it notarized off-site and then recorded.
Okay.
So you want to do that as soon as you can after you get your copy.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have 5449 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade, RV Park and Nightly Rental Development. Applicant?
I am.
Okay, hold on one second. Scott will give us a quick update.
Yep, I'll do a little quick overview and then turn it over to you. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, case number 2030. Your applicant, Kurt Rhodes, is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit to develop an RV park with nightly rental cabins to be located at 5449 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade. Per the assessor's office, the property is approximately 92 acres in size with a residence built in 2018 and a garage on the property. Applicants submitted a site plan showing the placement of RVs and cabin sites to be done in three phases. Development will also include a pool, recreation area near the office, with hiking trails throughout. Property would be served by a private well for water and on-site septic systems for wastewater. The adjoining properties are listed below. North is Little Heroes Park, which had Planning Commission approval in 2018 for church, youth activities, storage buildings, nightly rental cabins, and RV pads. To the east was the Images at the Cross, Planning Commission approved in 2008 for a cross and a museum. West are two large parcels owned by Hearts Intertwined Ministries. South, across US 160, is a church and residential properties. The project received a total score of 33 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. So this is our 65-160 junction. You can see the cross. You can see the shadow of the cross actually right there. So everybody probably knows where we are. I'll zoom out anyway. The concept that was presented looked like this. And then I just starred those areas. This was the Creation Museum and the cross. And this was Little Heroes Park. The church sits here, and Intertwined Ministries is here.
So this hat had the Creation Park moved.
No,
not yet.
Okay, but they plan on moving to. Yeah, we approve that here.
Mm-hmm. So this is your nightly rental, Division 3, staff report with the added part of Appendix M for RV parks. And then our compliance with the sediment and erosion, stormwater, land grading, utility easements, and the scale. And then the rest of it's your nightly rental. Does anybody have any questions about the staff recommendations that are in your packet? If not, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening.
Good evening. As Scott stated, our intentions are to put roughly 45 RV spots in the, you can kind of see this highlighted area here. Above this area here would be the RV spots.
there is a cabin existing right here. The other two would go here and here, and there would be an office up here. We've kept the rest of this land. There's about 5.5 miles of hiking trails. We intend to not disturb any of that land. So everything is, it will be done up here in this area. Like I said, a total of 5 cabins, a swimming pool, a pavilion, and a office up on top. There is 4 RV spots existing on top that are, could be operational, but of course we haven't opened those up yet. I believe you should have had a sewer proposal. There was 3 separate systems, and I don't know if he marked them.
Actually, you'll need to pass that. I just got that and meant to pass it around to him. Glad you mentioned that.
Because there's valleys here and here, we were going to divide it into 3 sections, and there would be a proposed sewer system here, one here, and one here. This one would carry the pool house, the office, and the 4 RV spots up on top. This one would carry the 2 cabins and this portion of the campground, the RV campground. This corner would be the far west treatment facility for the other RVs and a dump station. This should be marked on there. I think he did mark it.
Had any questions?
Any questions yet, or a little time to look at it? Do we have anyone in the audience that wants to speak for the application, on behalf of the application? Anyone in the audience that wants to speak in opposition to the application? Okay, so we've got a few. Why don't you go ahead and have a seat back there? You want to start, or you guys got a game plan?
Absolutely.
You might mention
Kerry Brown. I'm at 4180 U.S. Highway
65. I'm sorry, one item. Some people might have stepped out of the room, but there was a motion. It was approved to limit time to 4 minutes to all speakers. Okay. Thank you.
My name is Kerry Brown. I reside at 4180 U.S. Highway 65, which is on the Cross property. I passed out a manila folder to you. I've been asked to represent 17 IRS 501c3 ministries that are in unification developing the land. And I'd like to go over and share where these ministries are real quick.
Sure.
You have letters from the heads of those ministries in this. To begin with, this is the Cross property. I'm the executive director in charge of continuing development and protecting the Cross property going forward. We border all the way up to this. We lease to Creation Ministry and have been helping them. They're our associate partner group with us. To the north is Roger Recate's development with Little Heroes Park, which is called Life's Journey Ministry. His letter is in this packet as well. To the west border is Hearts Intertwined Ministry with Mark and Michelle Blackwell. To the south is Stillwaters International Ministry with Larry Green and Kevin Phillips. And there are additional pieces of property that are through a ministry called FITS, Fire in the Streets. And again, we represent, or I represent 17 of these ministries with an additional 18, Roger Recate, who could not be here tonight. He is on a mission trip, but he did take the time to write a letter indicating that he is opposed to this. Also, since Simoto Creation Ministry of the Ozarks is a leasehold, essentially, on the property that is in trust for the Cross, I did contact Rod Butterworth this afternoon. Was not able to get in touch with him, but since they deal in a large portion with children, and also Little Heroes Park deals with children pretty much constantly, our concern is that right here where they're putting this pool section, there is a electrical easement which goes directly down to the building. So it's like an open pathway. that goes from their land directly into the heart of these other ministries, many of them with children.